We're at PlugFest here in Lincoln, Nebraska today. PlugFest, an agricultural machinery compatibility testing event. And we're going to visit with some representatives from SPADE, which is the Standardized Precision Ag Data Exchange. First of all, let's talk with Joe Tevis. Joe is Director of Agronomic Products and Services with TOPCon, and Joe also serves as the SPADE Project Chair. Well, Joe, give me an idea of what's going on here today. Now, when we were in the room in there, I mean, we saw several dozen laptops, folks working at their computers today, testing different systems?
That's correct. What you'll find in there is somewhat of managed chaos, but there's 30 companies in there, each representing either a agricultural terminal, an ECU or control function for an implement, or a FMIS or farm management information system, or perhaps all three in some cases. And the general objective here is to test interoperability, brand-to-brand interoperability between these three sets of functions, these three types of components. Implement A plugs into tractor B and it works. That's kind of the ultimate objective here.
Now, I know this has been a real challenge for the industry as these systems have been developed. Everybody kind of has their own thing. They haven't necessarily been communicating with each other. So one of the objectives is to try to address that?
Absolutely. And I think as in terms of the ISO standard and this AEF activity, all of the major OEMs are participating at some level. It just takes time to get everything implemented and working and testing. And at the same time, things keep advancing quite quickly. So it's quite a challenge, but we have good participation, and walking around in the room, you will see that there is certainly cooperation going on here in this room.
Also, we're going to talk here to Kyle Schmidt, who is a systems engineer with AGCO. So I understand you're also testing here a precision ag conversion toolbox that really is designed to maybe come up with an industry standard to address this challenge?
Yeah, so historically in the past there's been the ISO standard that describes the data exchange between systems, and that's a very large and complicated system. So we have an idea that we would like to create one library that the different FMIS systems can use to read and write that file exchange with minimal effort, basically, to help adopt that exchange into the industry.
As I mentioned earlier, I was struck by, in the news release here, the comparison to hydraulic couplers and how that became an industry standard and solved a problem as far as compatibility in the industry. So it was kind of comparing what you're doing to that.
Yeah, that's right. It's in the past, we've had a large number of proprietary systems. Every terminal that's out there needed to log data in some way. Most of them went on their own to log that information. And then if you have an FMIS system, you need to support each one of those file formats individually. And that's a tremendous amount of effort on the company side to make that happen. So the standard aims to reduce the complexity down to just one standard that everybody can read and write. And that will allow the FMIS companies to focus on tooling that will help the customer rather than focusing all their efforts on working about data exchange.
Tarek, give me your name if you would.
Tarek Reddy from John Deere.
Okay. Talk about your role in this truck.
So I've been involved, I started off with the Ag Gateway project, the SPADE. So I got involved in getting the FMIS side of John Deere involved in this project. So we wanted to be, like Joe said, interoperable with all these systems out there. So that's when myself and Kyle, we discussed that why not create an API which we can consume, because the biggest problem we had was all the spec was a PDF file, and understanding a PDF file, and each company was implementing it differently. So our main goal was, let's create one API or an SDK so that companies can consume it all in the same manner, they understand it in the same kind of object model, and that was our goal. And as I got involved in it, PlugFest was a good place for me to start off with, because PlugFest allows me to plug the different applications to see if John Deere or John Deere is compatible with all these different companies out there. So then we took what we did in AgGateway and we are trying it out here in Plugfest. So we are trying to see if myjohndeere.com using AgGateway Spade API is able to talk with other systems out there in the market. So it's a combination of multiple consortiums and groups working together to try to make this happen.
So Joe, it sounds like a complicated process. What are some of the roadblocks to getting this done?
Finding the time to do it is one roadblock, because this we're all volunteers in this effort, and we have all slightly different objectives and agendas, although our general objective is the same. But I would say finding the right people and the time to work on it may be the biggest roadblock, because I believe in terms of the cooperation that you see here, the commitment is there. Finding the time to get it done in a timely manner is maybe one of the biggest roadblocks. From my perspective, anyway, Kyle, you may have some other idea.
No, I think it's largely industry support and just overall time to do it. I think there's a perception that ISO today is not quite as widely adopted in the U.S. as it is in Europe, and so it's a little more difficult to get U.S. companies involved in a project like this. I think this proof of concept that we're doing with the Plugfest today and going into the mid-year meeting, we'll be able to prove, you know, this to some of the companies that may still be on the fence a little bit to help adopt this idea and participate in that also. But at the same time, we need to also get customers to push back to their equipment suppliers and their desktop software suppliers to say that this is something, you know, that they want to support too, and that will help us get support from those companies as well.
Truck is obviously something that John Deere supports.
Yeah, John Deere supports the AgGateway initiative, and we want to ensure that the customer has a very good experience when he's on the field. So we want him to be able to exchange his data with whatever equipment he's using, with whatever software he's using, and that's where John Deere is also trying to help, is making an easy data exchange experience for the customer. And that's, I think, is the biggest roadblock in today's industry, is a John Deere equipment talking with a different system has been the biggest roadblock for the customer. And we want to remove that. And I think that's the case in Europe too. And it's been okay with Europe because they live with ISO and they're able to adopt ISO really fast. But in North America, you have a lot of these proprietary data formats. And that's where we have this big issue, is how do we integrate with all these different companies out there.
So Joe, the big question, when is this a reality?
That is a big question. As I said before, this is a proof of concept project. We do have other projects going on within AgGateway. This is just one small project of all of the things that we're looking at right now. At the mid-year meeting, we're going to have a demo and get some feedback from customers, and then at that time, we'll probably make a little bit more firm decisions on a schedule and direction for moving forward at that time. So I can't give you an exact date for that, unfortunately.